This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Sunday, November 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide. And we got a lot of really important stuff to talk about.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It's Sunday, November 19th, 2023. And we're now 351 days, 7 hours, 59 minutes, 36 seconds out from the most important election in world history. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and very honored to be here with you tonight. We'll be here live for the next 4 hours, and I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Every show's precious. Every day above ground is a good day, as they say. Okay, let me give you a little boil down of what's coming up, and then we hit next segment. I'll plunge right into it. Biden is in total free-for-all. They haven't just had Axelrod and other top Democrats say he should resign. Now Bill Maher and the rest of them are saying it. The Democratic Party is officially trying to take out Joe Biden, and it's his 81st birthday, so they want to show him the door so the new Chinese communist puppet, a.k.a. American Psycho 2.0, Gavin Newsom, can take over. And we've got them in complete panic mode because Trump's poll numbers are turbocharging to even higher levels. Their attempt to take him off the ballot in Colorado has failed. So much more on that front coming up. Then, of course, the new Speaker of the House has made good on a promise McCarthy made almost a year ago, but in over 10 months failed. He is now beginning to release, just as fast as they can put it out, it's going to take about 2 weeks, they're saying, 44,000 hours. They've already put out something like 5,000 hours starting Friday. I have watched a lot of it. It is more of what we knew happened, except you've got undercover cops who are arrested, being released, and you've got the police waving people through and shaking their hands and taking selfies with them. So the feds and some provocateurs helped break in. The cops then stood down. And you know the rest of the story, but it's hour after hour after hour after hour. And the initial, quote, breach where they just open the doors up is spectacular. And we've got members of Congress calling for criminal investigations over it. This is certainly blown up in their face bigly, as Trump would say. Continuing, Netanyahu's surprise admission, Israel not successful at minimizing civilian casualties as the world turns against the war. 68% of Americans polled are against the war, 80+% against the Ukraine war. Ukraine must brace for loss of U.S. support, the Ukrainian ambassador says. Big developments in that World War III developing scenario as well. We've also got more on the poison shot front. U.S. Army begging unvaccinated soldiers to return after kicking them out for refusing COVID vaccine mandates, even promising to reverse their dishonorable and non-honorable, They're saying they'll reverse their dishonorable discharges and non-honorable discharges if they come back. I wouldn't believe that for a minute. And for 2 weeks, I've said I'm going to cover the solar flares, they say, that threaten to knock out the internet, but I'm going to get to it tonight if the hair lifts the admiral. We are going to be breaking that down. Also, mysterious CEO firing at ChatGPT triggers employee protest resignations. Even on the board, they're trying to bring him back. This is a big example of what happened with James O'Keefe with these boards and with groups that get control of companies. They always go after the most successful people because they're threatened by him. He took the company from nowhere to $80 billion, so they fired him. Yep, that's how these weirdos that don't set up and run companies and create them operate, and they get control of them. They always go after who's actually successful. You think in the real world you'd promote who's successful. A meritocracy, not in the new world order. That's just some of what's coming up on this massive Sunday live global transmission. There's also some other big news we're going to be getting to, dealing with election fraud in the 2020 election, which is now pouring out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest sell of the year, but because of supply chain breakdowns and other issues, this is our biggest sale because finally, almost all of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, including sold out for more than a year, X2, the only true nascent iodine out there, is finally back. What it does for your immune system, your body, all your cells is miraculous. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale, hands down, of 2023. I'm sure Christmas will have a big sale, but we'll be sold out of most of this. So Christmas has come early. Black Friday's come early. And it funds the InfoWar. Get X2. Get VasoBeats back in stock. Get all the other great products at InfoWarStore.com right now. But again, our fan favorite, my favorite, is X2. Sold out for over a year. Could be our last run if we're shut down. Get it while you can. X2. Discounted InfoWarStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There are ones completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating.
The globalists know humanity's awake, so they're busily robbing everything they can, even the kitchen sink. Again, it's Sunday, November 19, 2023, 351 days out from the most historic election in world history. The Chi-Com dictator obviously was just in San Francisco last week trying to line up all his little ducklings to continue to carry out the deindustrialization of the United States. President Trump has come out against that and promised to reverse everything that they've done in the last 3 years if he gets back into office in a year. And we've got incredible news on that front that I want to dive into right now. NBC News poll. Biden standing hits new lows amid Israel-Hamas war. Even in their skewed polls, he's got a 40% approval rating, 68% of Americans in major polls, there's three of them that show the same number, are against the war that Israel is having with Hamas. MSNBC melts down over polls showing Trump beating Biden in 2024 by 20 points. Trump opens up 39-point lead over DeSantis in Florida. Trump wins Texas Governor Abbott's endorsement at U.S.-Mexico border as he served early Thanksgiving dinner to the troops and state police. Bill Maher throws in the towel. Biden's going to lose. Rogan sends The Rock backpedaling over claims he has friends who support Biden. Sure, name some. He can. Fox News finds out the strength of Trump in the town hall they did where every supporter, everybody in the town hall was a supporter but one. And it just continues on from there. They are totally, absolutely in full panic mode. Normally, if the feds indict somebody, they drop out of a race immediately. They threatened to indict and tried to impeach, never passed the Senate, Richard Nixon, but he still resigned. But everybody knows this is a discredited power structure. Everybody knows we have an illegitimate government. Everybody knows there's not half a brain cell that the election was stolen in 2020, and they almost completely stole it, but stole most of it in 2022. And the numbers are there, and the facts are there. The majority of Americans, including Democrats, believe the election was stolen for Biden. The man couldn't get 20 people at a campaign event. Trump was having up to 100,000 at his biggest, most 20,000, even in small towns. Standing ovations everywhere. But they tell you, do not question it. If you question the election, you are a criminal. Was in more articles this weekend, including Newsweek. Owen Schroyer in solitary confinement. And then it quotes the judge that he's in jail in his sentencing document for questioning the election. They go, oh, look, here's three examples of where before sentencing, he still is on the air, the government surveilling a radio TV show, watching a journalist, and then creating a transcript to give the judge and say, look, he still says Trump won. And the judge says, you're not sorry. You go to jail and you get solitary confinement. Yeah, well, it's just 60 days. It's setting the precedent, ladies and gentlemen. And we saw what just happened and the total panicking going on. We got a clip we're going to play in a moment of the Secretary of State in Colorado, another one of these Soros finance kook balls. And they had another one of these rigged trials where it was a judge deciding, not a jury. Since when in my fake trials and Trump's New York trial and the Colorado trial, it's a judge? But in this case, the judge knew it would be overturned on appeal immediately because Trump was never convicted of insurrection. So the judge said, well, you did do an insurrection, but under the law, I can't take you off of the ballot. And so, no, you're guilty because I'm the judge, no jury, but you can stay on the ballot. And they failed in several other states to take Trump off the ballot. Well, what's that called when somebody who's getting 70% against all the Republican candidates in primary polls and 20 points conservatively ahead of Biden? That's a record level. That's never happened before. I mean, Ronald Reagan was in a dead heat with Jimmy Carter on Election Day in 1980. Not since polling has somebody been 20 points ahead. And that's when the Democrats, the polling agencies still claim, are 10 to 15% of a larger group. They see it as the dominant party. So they bake it in that they always add a skew in there where they, in the different methodologies, you do different things. But in some of the polls, they pull more registered Democrats than Republicans. Or in other polls, they just add 10, 15 points. So in the methodology, they've done that here. He's 20 points ahead in every damn poll. Some of them 25, 30. And Biden, I mean, this is just spectacular. Spectacular. And their answer is, we're going to indict you a bunch and we're going to try to take you off the ballot. Just like they did to 15 members of Congress because they were in the Capitol on January 6th and Republicans like MTG, Gozer, and others. They went around and tried to take them off the ballot because they were going to win by 60, 70% of reelection, and they did despite the fraud. Because in the case of MTG, you get 70% of people voting for you. They don't have enough dead people. They don't have enough names of dead people and people that have moved out of district to push it over the top. Landslides kill fraud. They can't get past a landslide of more than 10 points, depending on the numbers and the experts you talk to. Some of the numbers show if you've got a 7% lead that's real, there's not enough fraud baked in, depending on the state, to do it. Trump's got a 20-point mega blast. I mean, they're not going to overcome that without putting a bullet in him or poisoning him. I told you years ago Trump's concerned about poisoning. He should be. And now it's come out mainstream media he is. That's why I'll say almost every night, you know, I'm buying the whole White House staff hamburgers or fried chicken or whatever it is. And he'll pick a random staffer and he'll pick the place and he'll send them there. And if it didn't get back in an hour, he doesn't need it. He has them all set the food out, and then he walks in and randomly grabs a bag. Imagine having to live like that. You just say what you want about Trump. He is a man of steel. He is a badass. A badass. And I only wish he wouldn't have gone with the poison shots. At least he's backed off of that. But this is just insane. So we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. Get out of jail free card for insurrection. Really? Was he convicted of that? Colorado Secretary of State blast court ruling allowing Trump on the ballot. Election theft, election interference, election meddling. I mean, the real way to steal something is not letting you be on the ballot. Oh, he's an insurrectionist for having a peaceful protest we hijacked and for questioning an election. But now we're going to keep him from being able to be elected. And the State Department advised this year, the government of, with Lula down in Brazil, for them to have the Supreme Court say that Bolsonaro can't run for 8 years because he questioned the election. There was overwhelming evidence of fraud. The same crooks that ran the election theft in 2020 ran the election theft in late 2022 in Brazil. And they do it over and over again. And that's just one way, taking you off ballots, indicting you. But the Google giving 97% negative results for candidates, blocking stories that are against the establishment. Anybody backing the Democratic Party is backing the robber baron, warmongering, BlackRock, New World Order establishment. They're the Imperials. They're the Redcoats. They're the King of England in 1776. They're the man. And it's out in the open, and the people know it, and the people see it, and the people understand it. So they may be able to even steal this election again. They may kill Trump, but it'll be a Pyrrhic victory. They may win the battle, but they will lose the war. We'll get more to this when we come back. And then the January 6th footage now being released in full by the new Speaker of the House. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Media or the internet today, and it sounds like the Alex Jones Show from 10 years ago. Yeah, it's our world. The listeners, the supporters, the guests of this broadcast, we were over the target. We were right. We explained who really ran the planet, what their plans were, and how horrible it would be. And because we got in this position to resist them, there is now extreme resistance to the globalists all over the world, and I want to salute you all and thank you. But they're trying to head us off at the pass. I'm going to break down what they're going to pull and how we can stop them here in a moment. But first, I am extremely excited to announce, like an overhead shot, please, here in a moment, that after over a year of not having it, Survival Shield X2, the number one all-time best-selling product, is back in stock. No one ever developed this. I got approached by a scientist 10 years ago. I knew they were prestigious and did great research, but I thought it was hard to believe that it would do all sorts of incredible things, that it was the missing link and all the rest of it. Since then, I've become quite the expert on it. But we've been unable to produce it. It's a long story. In over a year, no one else has true atomic iodine. There's hundreds of them out there on the market. They're bound to other elements. You don't get full absorption. It's not true. We have the only true nascent atomic iodine, meaning it's pure, on the market, and we would not dumb it down. We would not put out one that wasn't real. With all the licensing and all the DEA regulations and all the things to have real iodine and then put it to the consumer market, we jumped through it all, ladies and gentlemen, and a limited supply is back in stock, discounted 25% off. Takes about 2 weeks on average to kick in for somebody that's deficient. Now, overhead shot, please. Nutrition effects of iodine deficiency, World Health Organization. And it says right here, at latest global estimate, 1.88 billion. That's almost 2 billion people, including 241 million school-aged children, have insufficient dietary iodine intake. You continue on from the United Nations' own site. And I guess I don't have the printout. I lost the subpage of this. Please give it to me again from Wikipedia. The second page says 2 billion people are estimated to have cognitive disabilities from iodine deficiency. So I thought I would have that page, but I wanted to show you that part. So just reprint me the Wikipedia on iodine deficiency, please. Somehow I got lost in here in the pages. So go do your own research. Realize this is the best, and it funds the operation. If somebody else had this, I'd say still get it from us because we're fighting the New World Order, so it's a win-win. But we're the only ones that have it. You need to get X2, now back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And the stuff lasts a long time. Many, 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 many years. So I would stock up on this because they're able to shut down InfoWars, which they can do. I mean, we're a little bit long on the tooth here. I'll just be honest with you. You want to stock up on X2 now, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Also, other excellent products. These are all three of these are already number one products put up by a top lab in the country that are patriots and allowed us to change the name, private label it, so that we can then sell it and discount it to you. That is HGH Max Boost. Unbelievable what it does to your whole body, your energy, your youth. It's incredible. Blows people away. It's about to sell out. HGH Max Boost 2.0, InfoWarsStore.com. Also, PainMD, natural pain relief, incredible. And 1776, testosterone boost. Those are all at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And then everybody needs high quality. Thirty parts per million silver. And that's what experts believe is the safest and best. You can do it even stronger, but then it has some toxic effects. It's antibacterial, antiviral. Everybody knows that. Now, we have Silver Bullets, private label from the top lab in the U.S. It's sold by under other names, by Whole Foods, everybody else. But when you buy it from us, you get top flight stuff, and you get a good price on it, and it funds the operation. So here it is. They actually found the page very quickly. This is cognitive iodine deficiency syndrome. Nearly 2 billion people, individuals, had insufficient iodine intake. A third being school-aged children, and it is the number one cause of low IQ in the world. So it's really important for children, really important for babies. Be sure you talk to your doctor or health care provider first. It's very, very strong, and just a little bit of it goes a long, long way. I personally just put a drop of it in my mineral water or in a glass of orange juice. And when I forget to take it every day, I really, really feel it. X2, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Silver Bullet, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Selling out is the HGH Max Boost, 7076 testosterone boost is getting close. So is the Pain MD. These are really great products, so it's a win-win. You get products that enrich your life, and it keeps the broadcast on air. All right, let's go ahead now. Oh, and I should have added, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. That's a rare event. Only happens a few times a year. As part of the Black Friday comes early special, up to 60% off store-wide on Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Real Red Pill Plus, Green Fiber Capsules, Down and Out Sleep Support, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vaso Beats, Back in Stock, Vital Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, that's all selling out, D3 Gummies, Whole Food Multivitamin, the coffee, all of it discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. So now's the time to get your Christmas shopping done and keep the broadcast on the air. Okay, getting back to where I was. So here is the Secretary of State of Colorado when Trump has been found not guilty even by the judge in a kangaroo trial of insurrection. He's not been found guilty anywhere. So how do you civilly find him guilty and take him off the ballot under the 14th Amendment? And so here is Jenna Grismold freaking out. Here it is.
You said to me then, which literally almost every secretary of state in the country to whom NBC has spoken said, that you're likely not going to be the last voice on this thing. You can do what you may think you need to do, but this is definitely going to the courts. So that's what happened in Colorado. It went to the courts, and lots of people are surprised by what happened yesterday. Are you?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on, Allie. Always great to be on your show. And yes, this is a surprising ruling. I think you are really hitting it on the head. The idea that any official who would engage in insurrection would be barred from taking office except the presidency is incredibly surprising. That basically means that the presidency is a get-out-of-jail-free card for insurrection. As someone who cares deeply about the state of our democracy, I find that very troubling. The American people need to know that the president, the person, if anybody, the person most in charge of protecting the Constitution, actually has a duty to do so. So I'm right there with you. I find it very troubling that the president of the United States could engage in insurrection and, unlike everybody else, could then be president again.
They just make this up. Yeah, Joe Biggs that shook a fence. He's been put in jail for 20-something years for shaking a fence. He didn't burn down a police station or shoot cops, so he's okay. He wasn't bailed out by the vice president when she was a candidate, Kamala Harris. They just keep using the word insurrection, insurrection, insurrection. But now they're in full panic mode because the videos have all come out. And if I try to play all this, it would take 10 hours. Well, it would take 44,000 hours. But we're going to play some of the clips and talk about that when we come back. The new speaker did what McCarthy didn't do. He's releasing it. They released something like 4,000 hours as of today, as fast as they can. They're piping it out. It'll take a few weeks to get it all out. And boy, is it damning. And I didn't know guided tours were an insurrection. They charged.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. the Silver Lungs Generator, infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got a tiger by the tail to sway the sea. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, I was there on January 6th, 2021. And I witnessed basically it all unfold. So it's not like I'm at a distance here talking about this. But almost 3 years later, what we originally thought happened that night when I broadcast for 5-6 hours, really pissed off from a rooftop up above where the media congregates, where we rented a slot for some outrageous, like $5,000 a day. And we said it was staged. There were feds, there were provocateurs, there were Antifa putting Trump gear, red, white, and blue outfits on, Make America Great Again hats. You know, Ray Epps, all of it. You've seen it. We know what happened. Trump put on a big rally a mile and a half away at the Ellipse by the Washington Monument, in between the White House and the Washington Monument. Trump and his organization, because I was involved, had reserved these stage. Up on the corner, top of the Capitol, right by the Supreme Court. And we were supposed to go there and have a peaceful rally. And Trump said, go there and be peaceful. But before Trump even started speaking, right as he began to speak, they had Antifa and feds dressed as Trump supporters began to hit the gates and yell at the police. And then about halfway through Trump's speech, they began to throw bottles and things at the police. The police started shooting tear gas canisters and pepper bullets at the crowd. And Ray Epps was there saying, go in the Capitol and grabbing big signs and helping them ram over people. And yeah, folks got shot in the face with rubber bullets, you name it. So I got there maybe 25% into it. And immediately got up on a stack of chairs. There were chairs folded with a big plastic wrapped around them, you know, waiting for the inauguration weeks later. And I climbed up on top, and everybody's seen the footage. Said, don't go in. It's a setup. This will be a situation where people get shot and killed, like Kent State. Ashley Babbitt was shot about 45 minutes later. Cops threw people off the parapets. Four citizens were killed that day. A woman was beaten to death. No police were killed. And we were told this was as bad or worse than 9/11, worse than 9/11, worse than Pearl Harbor, by Chuck E. Schumer and Kinzinger and just all the usual suspects. And then they didn't want to release any of the footage. A little bit of footage came out in the criminal trials, and people were able to subpoena. And once Ray Epps and others in the lightly defended Capitol broke through the first barrier and then the second barrier, the police just opened the doors, and then the people that were violent just disappeared. Ray Epps, everybody else just disappeared back in the crowd, and then everybody else being pushed forward by the crowd, like at a rock concert, up towards the stage, went through the door. And there's the first breach just now released by the new Speaker of the House, Jackson, making good on his promise to release the 44,000 hours. They are putting it out of fast as they can, streaming it. They've already put out about 10% of it or so, or a little bit less than 10% last time I checked. In a few weeks, it'll all be out. And the footage is damning. It's all over InfoWars.com. It's all over Twitter. A lot of you have already seen it. But let's move on now. So this is, and then once the people push through the main doors, all these other people didn't know what's going on. They come in and take selfies with the cops and walk through the velvet ropes like an old-fashioned movie theater. When you're going to the theater, you're going to your assigned theater to watch the movie you're going to see. And then the Q shaman gets up and says, let's all be peaceful. Let's not attack the police. He says a prayer. Let's leave the Senate. And you remember many of these people, over 1,000, that just walked in and didn't touch a cop, didn't yell a cuss word, they're spending time in prison. The average is about 2 years. On the high end, it's 23 years in federal prison. And there's thousands of hours that have now been released. There's a lot of really creepy footage of they'll actually arrest somebody who's violent. And you can see them pull something out of their bag, or the cops pull it out, and they go, oh, they let them out of their handcuffs. Yeah, right here, because they're a cop. We have video of police, you know, tackling folks. They go, I'm a D.C. police officer. It wasn't the Capitol Police that were in on it. It was the D.C. police. A lot of them were in plain clothes, and they would end up showing them their badge, and they would release them. We have that on video with audio. We have the new surveillance footage inside. Well, it's from a couple years ago, but it's new now. We're seeing it. So the D.C. police, the FBI, Antifa, and it looks like some of the think tanks and groups out there had their people there, and they broke through. They sent half the Capitol Police away to deal with crowd control at the Ellipse. They refused Trump, 10,000 National Guard he asked 4 weeks before. Milley threatened to resign if Trump put National Guard on the streets for January 6th. This is all on record. And so now we've got members of Congress calling for criminal investigations. Well, who do you go to for that? The Justice Department. The very people that ran the attack. So breaking, House Speaker releases entire 44,000-hour January 6th footage. The public watch new footage. Absolutely destroys Democrat January 6th insurrection. Narratives in a Don Salazar article from Friday that's got thousands of hours posted on it with boil downs of the most important clips. So you want to go to that huge, look how thick this article is, like 30 pages long. You want to go to this article by Don Salazar. In fact, let's re-add that to the front page of InfoWars under the live show feed. I know Jamie White's out there doing a great job. Add this under the live show feed, a link to this. So you don't have to spend 20 hours like we did going through it. You just go see it. Or if you want to, surely go try to watch thousands of hours. Senator Mike Lee calls for investigation of January 6th panel following release of the footage. They got to see this. The January 6th committee that was created by Democrats and Republicans couldn't decide who was on it. They had a few hand-picked rhinos on it. They knew all this. No wonder they tried to keep it from being released. No wonder they had all the evidence, their investigation destroyed when their committee ended. But not before it leaked that Ray Epps was in text messages saying, I orchestrated the attack that day to his family. Very proud man. Make America Great Again calls for January 6th committee to be jailed after Capitol building tapes reveal insurrection was really an inside job. Jamie White article, InfoWars.com. Officer Bryant Williams identified as D.C. cop who pushed Trump supporter Derek Vargo off a three-story ledge on January 6th, what appears to be attempted murder. Report FBI stopped investigation into pedo to probe January 6th suspects. Now he's accused of molesting a 10-year-old. So here's the bottom line. Well, this is a big bottom line. So you will definitely want to stay with us for the next segment. Because I'm going to make an announcement right here on air today. Because no matter what they do to me or what they do to InfoWars, we have important work to go in the future, but we've already served our main primary mission, as I've said before, but there's no putting Humpty Dumpty back together again here. We're running the tables against the globalists, against BlackRock, and against Xi Jinping, and against Merrick Garland and Jack Smith and all of this scum. So the whole world's turning against everything they say and do. And all the evidence is there. We'll talk about it when we come back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Riders on the storm,
love your man. Girl, you gotta love your man.
Take him by the hand.
Take him by the hand.
Make him understand.
Make him understand. The world on you depends. Our life will never end. Gotta love your man.
Yeah. To be infinity clear. I have tried to influence and get every organization and group on board for freedom. Whether they're Catholics, whether they're Jews, whether they're evangelical Christians, whether they're Buddhists, whether they're Hindus, whether they're agnostic. I really believe in humanity. And I understand the dialectic of manipulation that goes on. And clearly Israel stood down on October 7th. Who did it? We're not sure. Netanyahu's saying the intelligence agencies, the military did it to get rid of him. I don't know if that's true. But definitely somebody stood down. And I see corporate media and the bots siding against Israel in a dialectic, and the left allied with Islam
and Hamas and Hezbollah, and you see all the leftist demonstrations and protests all over the world. I'm against the carpet bombing of Gaza. Jake Tapper has come out at a bunch of other CNN shows and literally said Israel is an apartheid fascist state. You want to see the clip? It's 8 minutes long. Want to listen to Tapper that long? We'll play a little of it next hour. So let's just pull back and get past emotions. I get it. Humans love to pick a side. And that's how we're designed to do, because you wouldn't survive in ancient times if you didn't. We're supposed to pick Israel or the Muslims. But the globalists are above that, manipulating something. The Israeli government stood down, allowed the attacks to take place. Even the Israeli news admits half the casualties were the Israeli troops going in once they showed up 10 hours later. They responded 7 hours, but took them hours to get going. And they blew up a whole bunch of the houses that had hostages in them. And I'm not trying to attack Israel here. I'm saying we need to be honest about what's going on if we're going to be clear about this. This is a class of civilizations that's been created for a reason. And if you pull back from it, it's all part of what Klaus Schwab talked about, creating an angrier world and all these wars to bring in their world government. So I talked about this last week. They admit, the insurance companies, around 20 million, it varies depending on the actuary, 18 to 21 million, 22 million have died from the shots. And I've got articles on it today. Incredible news. That's 20 million people. Another 80-something million starved to death from lockdowns. So I do care about the thousands of dead Palestinian children, and I care about the 1,500 dead Jews and all the rest of it. But we're being told to care about this, and this is the only issue there is when it is a distraction. Doesn't mean you don't care about it, but clearly it's a distraction. So there's a lot of cherry-picking from the show where I'm like, I want to tell Netanyahu and any Israelis, and it's members of the Knesset, that want to ship the Gaza people here, if they're so peaceful and loving and good, you need to take them in your country. Screw you if you want to do that. They go, look, Jones is now anti-Israel. Hallelujah, we're going to win. Once the Jews are destroyed, we're all going to be free from the river to the sea. You got the wrong guy. I'm not some Harvard globalist saying that. I'm pulling back as an adult and somebody trying to figure out what's going on and going, man, this looks really bad. So when the Jews do atrocities, I show it. When the Islamists do it, I show it. I'm just here trying to call it like I see it. Balls and strikes. And it's not that I want to be like Switzerland, neutral. I know this is a larger game plan. But here's the bigger takeaway. 68% to 70% in a whole bunch of scientific polls of the American people are against what Israel is doing right now. And if you go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, it's 90 to 10%. The so-called vaunted Israeli propaganda network is being totally defeated. And that's because they want to get rid of Netanyahu. And so they're just sitting on their hands, folks. So this is a Jewish civil war that's being manipulated by globalists above it to get rid of Netanyahu. But that's only at one level. The larger level, the crises, the terror attacks, the threats, the FBI director saying brace for Hamas terror attacks, which I think are going to come, whether they're manufactured or not. This is all about destabilization. So if people want simple-minded stuff, this is the wrong show. If you want fairness and real analysis and really trying to figure out what's going on, this is a show for you. But again, that said, whoever's right, who is ever wrong, whatever really is going on here, let me give you the bottom line. Mainstream media could say that oxygen is good for you, which it is. You got to have it to live. You're dead in like 4 minutes without it. They could say mother's milk is good, oxygen's good. And the public hates the establishment so much, they would reject that. And so, whether it's Hollywood or the corporations, the public knows you're bad. They've broken with you. And we're in a whole nother ball game now. And there's people that understand the globalist and their anti-human agenda and are trying to fight that, build a pro-human agenda. And there's those that are going along with the woke system. But the New World Order can do whatever it wants to do, release new viruses, try lockdowns, launch World War III. None of it's going to work. They're done. This corrupt establishment is over. And they wanted to collapse the world and bring in their world government, collapse the old system and bring themselves in. Instead, because we identified the globalists as being the authors of this, they've destroyed themselves. And they still can't figure it out. They've got all these yes men and all these yes women and all these minions ready to sell out their mother for a stick of bubble gum, ready to kill their grandma for a dollar. And there's a real vacuum here. And people like Joe Rogan and Elon Musk, they figure that out, so they're now jumped to our side because they know that's where 90% of people are at. And that's okay. We knew that would happen, but we don't just need people jumping over to our side. We need people jumping over to understanding the larger globalist agenda and how to build an alternate agenda to counter that and to have a civilization and to have humanity continue. Because Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates have decided you're all garbage to be taken out and gotten rid of. The main thrust is saying no to that and identifying that and not letting a Ukraine war or an Israel war be a distraction from the big picture. Because they are giving people, whether you live in Venezuela or Canada or Germany or Japan or South Africa, poison shots that give you heart attacks. And they've got PR TV programs in Germany and Canada. I've got the news clips here. I'll show them next hour. They're like, hey, it's normal for five-year-olds to have heart attacks. We're here to help you when your son or daughter has a heart attack. It's normal for 15-year-olds to have heart attacks. It's the new normal. They're literally propagandizing when they, why would they do something like that? Whether you're in Singapore or Israel, whether you're in Jordan or whether you're in France, whether you're in Morocco or whether you're in Sweden, the heart attacks are up tens of thousands of percent. They literally, we've got to be asking, why did they inject 3 billion people with shots that they know in many cases are going to cause blood clots, heart swelling, heart attacks, strokes? I mean, instead of just 24/7, we got 10,000 Palestinians here. Okay, great. Let's be proportionate. Let's spend 1/100th of our time on that and then 90% of our time on the 20 million dead. See what I'm saying? Let's be scientific and proportionate. Because whoever's running this, whoever's doing this, and we know who they are actually, literally are depopulating us and injecting us with prion crystals that grow in our bodies and slowly kill us. I mean, that's the big takeaway. So, hour number two straight ahead, InfoWars.com tomorrow's.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.